This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A flood watch is in effect for the Upper Susitna Valley and Talkeetna Mountains as the low-pressure system brings widespread, steady rain into Upper Cook Inlet and the Upper Copper River Basin. The forecast for Anchorage is for continued rain and variable winds, diminishing to scattered showers this evening. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation on Tuesday released a report that highlights severe shortcomings in the state's housing stock when it comes to things like cost, energy efficiency, and overcrowding. The 1,400-page Alaska Housing Assessment, authored by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks, updates previous versions of the report, which is released every 3 to 5 years. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Alaska Housing Finance Corporation CEO Brian Butcher says the report is an overview of the state's housing supply for 2014, written for a broad audience.
Anywhere from a policymaker wanting to determine potentially issues they wanted to tackle down to just the average Alaskan trying to see what some of the challenges are in the communities in which they live.
The report says 75,000 households in Alaska meet the federal government's definition of cost burdened. That means they're spending more than 30% of their total income on rent or mortgage and other housing costs.
They're paying money that would normally be going to clothing, to food, to other aspects of their lives.
About 15,000 homes in the state are overcrowded or severely overcrowded, according to the assessment. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development defines overcrowding as more than one person living in each room of a housing unit. About 6% of Alaska households meet the definition, nearly twice the national average. Butcher says overcrowding varies throughout the state, but is more prevalent in rural areas. For instance, in western Alaska's Bethel and Wade Hampton census areas and the Northwest Arctic Borough, nearly 40% of homes are overcrowded.
Because of the cost of housing, we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of families living in fairly small square footage, which is not just physically, but mentally and psychologically unhealthy when you've got a large number of people living in a relatively small home.
New to the report this year is data collected from energy audits on 75,000 homes in Alaska, approximately 30% of households statewide. The audits were done as part of two AHFC home energy improvement programs. Dustin Madden is a policy researcher with the Cold Climate Housing Research Center who authored part of the report. He says certified auditors look at things like the type and quantity of insulation in a home, as well as appliances, heating, and hot water systems. Madden says they enter all the information into AHFC's home energy rating software and come up with an energy rating for each house.
Pretty detailed data.
The report says nearly 20,000 homes statewide get the lowest energy rating, 1 star, on a 6-star scale. Madden says the average household in Alaska uses twice the energy of a home in a cold climate area of the lower 48.
Get out into more rural places where you can have $7 or $8 a gallon for heating. That adds up really quickly. And so we saw in the report some areas were spending on average $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on energy annually.
Since 2008, Butcher says AHFC's home energy programs have helped improve almost 40,000 homes across the state. He says making Alaska's housing stock more energy efficient is a multi-year process.
We've been fortunate that the governor and the legislature have recognized the importance of this and recognized the challenge of it, that we have continued to receive appropriations. In fact, going into this next fiscal year, we've received $42.5 million for these two energy programs.
AHFC's energy programs are income-based. The low-income weatherization program is for residents who earn less than the median income for a given community, while the home energy rebate program is for people who make more than the median income. Besides data from energy audits, the Alaska Housing Assessment used information from the U.S. Census Bureau and HUD. The entire report is available on AHFC's website. You also can read sections of the report looking at specific census areas or Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act regions. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Four conservation groups are petitioning to list an iconic Alaska tree as threatened or endangered because of climate change. The groups want to protect yellow cedar, which for centuries has been used by Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people for canoe paddles, totem poles, baskets, and backing in blankets. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.